This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Walk in the trap and take over your trap. It's still going hard, though.
Yeah, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Still hard.
Yeah, you don't have to associate it with that.
Yeah, you got to associate him with this because it still go hard.
He has no claim to this song whatsoever.
Walk in your trap and take over your trap.
I guess he kind of technically did, right?
No, he didn't.
Came in, got 90 and left.
Damn sure did.
Came in, played 13 games, got 90 and left. I guess he hasn't left yet. He's still hanging around. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes from right now. We'll get back into a couple different Falcons-related topics as the combine is now over. Now we'll get into some pro days. And some little workouts and stuff like that. And then the
visits and things
visits
like that.
And rumors and the league year is 2 weeks away from starting.
Crazy.
So free agency will be underway. And then the draft is right around the corner. So we're in that part of the offseason, the Terry Fontenot part of the offseason. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well.
Andy, I love boxing. You know, I'm a big boxing fan. It was a Big Mac fight this weekend with Tank. And Lamont Rochin, I thought Lamont Rochin won. They call it a draw, majority draw, whatever, whatever. But they're tweeting back and forth, right? They just finished fighting each other, right? I'm always curious what it would have been like back then if Mike Tyson had Twitter.
Huh.
If
what an interesting
Yeah. Or Muhammad Ali. Or Muhammad Ali.
He would have been good at it.
Had Twitter. Or, you know, just because, like, now it's like, all I can do is bicker all day with each other. It's like, damn, just go fight.
Right.
How about that? How about y'all just put on them damn gloves and go fight each other?
So let me ask you this. Yeah. Like, because it's, I know the answer already from your perspective, but, like, it doesn't make it better, right?
What?
Like, they fought.
Yeah.
The fight was what it was.
It was.
They're going back and forth.
Yes.
Like, that doesn't make the experience of a boxing fan better.
They need to go ahead and fight the rematch.
Just fight again.
Fight again.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Fight again. Tank's in this fight. He thought Lamont, like, whatever. Like, go ahead and fight again.
So isn't it good then, though, that those guys didn't? You know what I mean? Because I'd like to hope that my favorites wouldn't have been on there. You know, they would have been too good for it. But of course they wouldn't.
Right.
If they came up in the era of it, like, people that are on it now, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just part of your experience as a person of that age, I suppose. But, like, I'm thankful there wasn't.
I think there would have been a lot of
I'm glad Muhammad Ali wasn't on Twitter.
Yeah. I just think if Mike was on Twitter, he is on Twitter now, but I'm just saying, back then,
it
would have been a lot of people, like, knocked out at restaurants. What did you were saying? Mike got the phone and put the tweet in your face.
This was you,
this
right?
This was you, right?
Oh, sorry, I don't do the impression.
And then
you know what I'm saying.
And then just drop you. Mm-hmm. I can see a whole lot of that right there. But yeah, just going to fight.
Yeah, go for it.
Just going to fight again.
And they're going to, right?
I guess. They might as well.
Yeah.
They might as well go fight again. All right? I mean, I think Tank lost. He did take a knee. They didn't call it a knockdown. Then he said he had some grease in his eyes, so he had to go get his face cleaned off and everything. But whatever. Fight again. All right, how about that? How about y'all fight again?
Yeah, just, you know, don't do it on social media.
Yeah. It's going to knuckle up. All of them. They all do is whine all day and quote tweet each other. Just go to fight.
So, man, that's wild.
Quote,
I didn't know.
Just go to fight.
It's even happening in boxing.
Yeah, right? Just go fight.
Because you knew, I mean, it happens in the NBA.
Because
the thing about it, other sports,
but we ain't going, but the NBA players, we ain't going to fight each other.
No, they're not.
You know what I mean? These dudes have a license to assault each other.
The people that are more likely to fight each other are fans in the NBA than it is players in the NBA. Remember when those two guys got in a fight over Kobe on Christmas?
Yes.
And they were going to meet up and fight?
Yes. And dude pulled up on boy.
Yeah, they were going to fight. They were going to
really?
All right, enough is enough. You've said enough negative stuff about Kobe for one Twitter interaction.
Right.
Meet me in, I don't remember, Temecula. Meet me in Temecula. And they were going to meet halfway
what
and
are
fight
we doing?
Each other. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what we're doing.
Damn.
But meet me in Temecula is one of the all-time moments in the history of sports Twitter.
Damn. It kills me.
You can't say bad stuff about Kobe. That's
no,
my goat.
No, you better go fight. You better go fight. You know Kobe ain't going to come bail your ass out of jail.
Kobe loves me.
Or take pay your, back. Or pay, if this man blows your damn head off, ain't going to pay for your funeral.
Yes, he is. Kobe will be there front row.
Man,
Black Mamba, all in black, saying the eulogy.
Oh,
he'll read my tweets.
Oh, my God.
This man tweeted more about me than any other person in the world.
This is unbelievable.
He was borderline stalker.
That's lit like.
He died for me. All right, let's get to an NFL. Let's get to an NFL.
Bunch of freaking weirdos.
NFL Noddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. The Combine is in the books once again.
Yeah, man.
General, you know, like pretty much the same as always.
Yeah
me too.
You know what?
I don't have any I know there's some negativity coming out of certain guys not working out. Kind of is what it is.
It is what it is.
I feel like what I like about it is there's always guys that I hadn't really heard of that much from smaller schools that show up and ball out, which was great. You kind of get to know more about them. Or guys that you did know about and show up and maybe go from being thought of as a day two guy to maybe now you're a borderline day one guy or whatever. Like, you can earn yourself some money if you go there and handle your business.
Hell
and some people did.
Hell yeah, they did, man. I didn't think the times were as fast as they seemed like they used to be. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a couple more 4.2s and things like that.
What about the guy from Texas, Isaiah Bond? Did he do a 4.1?
4.4.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 4.4.
What happened?
Back-to-back 4.4s. It was the other receiver.
Yeah, the Matthew Golden.
Yeah,
Matthew Golden,
he might be the number one guy.
I read he might be wide receiver one.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the example of you go there, you do your stuff. Obviously, you've been training and taking it very seriously to get there.
Mm-hmm.
No hype either.
Yep.
He didn't proclaim that he was going to run a 4.1. That sucks because a 4.4 is really fast.
It is.
But when you said you were going to run a 4.1,
exactly.
Now it's disappointing.
That's why you don't do that. But no, I thought, and then, you know, you look at, oh my God, I hate, I say his name wrong all the time. The state of South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to say his name either, but that guy is an absolute freak show.
He showed his, you know what, up there in Indianapolis right now. And I think he's putting pressure on Malachi. Just so you can be the first safety.
Just coming out of the weekend, he surpassed him.
Yes.
There's obviously a lot more to it than that and all that.
Right.
That guy's just he had the highest vertical,
and one of the biggest guys there.
He had the best broad jump.
Best 40.
Best 40 at the position.
Yes. And then
he had the best vertical out of anybody in the whole combine.
His drill work was outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, some dudes made us some nice money this weekend. But now, you know, like you were saying, you know, the combine is over. I saw that Tennessee has already scheduled visits with both quarterbacks.
And, Nick Emanwori.
Yeah. With
let me just make that might not be how you say it, but just to attempt because that's the guy we're talking
about.
He's
nasty.
Yeah.
But then you got teams are scheduling visits. So Tennessee's already got theirs in for both quarterbacks and
makes sense.
And Abdul. So they're set up for that. That's all you're going to hear right now. Those things. I don't know when necessarily Colorado's pro day and everything. Shefty said something so interesting last week. He said talking about the players not working out at the combine. He said, "Don't be surprised the next couple years players don't work out at all." I mean, look at the tape. Look at the tape of the interview. He said, "Don't be surprised if you start seeing more and more guys just not work out combine or pro day.
If they think it's costing them, then that'll happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or if they think, you know, maybe like the Marvin Harrison example we gave last week, if you think it's not going to affect you, then maybe you'll do that.
Like, Marvin didn't do nothing.
Marvin didn't do anything.
No.
Now, again, I feel like it's hard. It's a hard standard to apply one outlier to the group.
Yeah, just like our quarterback talk.
He's not you.
Yeah,
no offense.
Just like our quarterback. Just like the quarterback who wins Super Bowl talk.
Yeah. Like there are outliers.
There
but
are
that's
outliers.
What make them outliers.
Right.
That's why they're not the rule. They're the exception. But again, like if you think that going out there, God, man, that's tough. That's a shame. You would hate, but I guess it would. I mean, an evaluation is only going to be a positive or a negative.
Correct.
There's a possibility that it's a negative. There's a lot of tape. I guess go watch me play. What is it about Shador that has people moving in the other direction?
I honestly don't know. And it could it be what?
I mean, he's not going to be – it seems like Cam he's Ward 6'1", has
– I think 6'1", 212, which is fine.
Fine.
I don't know. I don't know. Could it be personal? Like his daddy,
maybe.
The flair.
I guess.
You know, your quarterback. I don't know, man. I mean, they'll always find something. And then that's the same thing. You remember, they were like, they were C.J. Stroud. Mm-hmm. We're like, what the hell did C.J. Stroud do to y'all?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The weird thing about this, though, for me is usually with some of these guys, they'll wait till like the week of, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
The negative stuff on a lot of these guys is starting early.
Mm-hmm.
The C.J. Stroud thing happened. What day of the week is the draft? Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
That happened on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The leadership can't read coverages.
We had months of coverage of the draft, and that always happens. Someone will have something happen to them the week of the draft.
I think some people think –
because the draft economy thrives on negativity. But it's starting earlier this year, it feels like.
I think some people think he's overrated.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that now that maybe people are looking more closely than they had been, and I think the assumption is just because he's Deion Sanders' son that he's some freak athlete.
Yes.
He's kind of not.
He's not.
Like, he's athletic, obviously.
He's a pocket quarterback.
Yeah, he's better served as a pocket quarterback.
Yes.
He doesn't have the strongest arm in the world, but he's really, really smart. And he just found a way to – my thing is like, all right, say what you want to say. Watch him play.
Mm-hmm.
He found a way to make plays in front of a raggedy-ass offensive line for 30 games in Power 5 competition.
Yes.
Like, and they won a lot of games his second year. I know the offensive line got better his second year. Still wasn't great. Like, okay, he's not mobile. Did you see him running for his life, though?
Yeah.
Like, he's mobile enough
to not be dead. Yeah,
you know?
But think about him. This is...
Because the statue would be dead behind that offensive line.
But I think the thing with him is that Shador, in the NFL, you got to get rid of ball. He hangs on to the ball.
Fair enough.
And he's a tough SO. You know what? He stands in there and gets hit in the face multiple times. You can't do that in the league.
Yeah.
You can't survive like that, man.
Nah, you're
But he does well. He throws with anticipation, throws a beautiful ball, throws in the windows. I mean, so yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's always going to happen.
Yeah.
Then there's some argument about here's something else I thought about driving in this morning. Had this thought last week about, you know, say what you want to say about the Falcons quarterback situation and Kirk and all that, but they got Penix, thank God, because we all feel good about it and we don't have to wonder who's the starter anymore.
Right.
We'd be talking about Jackson Dart and Tyler Shuck right now.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I'll tell you, I'm happy to not be talking about those guys. As far as should the Falcons do it?
No.
Did you see his cone drill? Or I don't know what drill he did, but you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't have to. Don't have to worry about it.
Because you got the quarterback.
You got your quarterback.
You got the quarterback.
So now somebody else has to talk themselves into Tyler Shuck.
Yeah, but I mean, now the dominoes, I think the biggest domino was the whole Matt Stafford thing. As we were talking on the show on Friday, he did end up re-signing back with the Rams. Then immediately that goes to who's left as a veteran quarterback.
It's a bunch of bad options, man. I mean, look, I'm not saying these are bad players, whatever. They're probably most of them are going to go to Hall of Fame. But, like, if you're debating right now whether or not sign Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, that's a bad option.
Yeah, and then you're telling me that Russell, I guess, but Pittsburgh always keeps a lid on stuff. I guess he had his people up there being damn weirdos.
Well, yeah.
His coach, and his private coach and all that other crap.
And his PR folks have kind of started to try to make it Arthur Smith's fault, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Man, that's what I'm saying.
They tried to sort of spin what happened at the end of the season. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
We can watch the games and see Russell Wilson hanging on to the ball too damn long like he did every year in Seattle.
Yes.
He just can't run like he used to.
Yes. But, I mean, that's the thing about it is like how – I mean, obviously it's Mike Tomlin's decision who's his quarterback. But how about you let your offensive coordinator decide who he wants to call the play? How about Arthur Smith? I don't know who Arthur Smith prefers. I would think, as we were talking about on Friday, it seems to me this whole thing with Russell and Justin is like, if this is just from the reporting, it seems like whoever takes less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they like Justin.
Yes. Like whoever takes less money.
But they don't like him to be the starter.
But
like,
that's what I'm saying.
They're going to bring him back to do the same thing he did last year.
When do we get to the point where Justin Fields just is who Justin Fields is?
Yeah. Soon. I'd like to see him start a whole season before I give my final verdict.
But he started full seasons.
I know. But for the Bears.
Yeah.
I get it. And I'm with you. Like, you don't. How many chances do you get?
Exactly.
Not that many.
Exactly.
And maybe
he's a first round quarterback.
He's a first round quarterback, so get more chances than most. But yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll get back into a couple of different Falcons topics coming out of Combine weekend. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast?
Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show.
Please.
Andy and Randy, thanks for being with us Monday afternoon.
Yep. We saw last week it was Scarface at Bone Thugs and Harmony in studio.
Yeah, come
like,
on.
What are they cooking up there?
Let's something.
What
hopefully.
Are they cooking? Scarface and Bone Thugs?
Something for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, none of that
that's
other
for,
stuff.
That's for our generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scarface and Bone Thugs?
Sign me up.
I like it.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
I'll check that out.
Well, I'm thinking about it because Sean McVay's up here, and I was like, he got a strong-ass face.
You did say that. Yeah,
a strong-ass face. Y'all can maybe pass with twins.
Twins?
Not twins, but twins, like,
yeah, like relatives.
Yeah, relatives.
Yeah, there's a vibe.
Yeah, there's a vibe right
there's
there.
There's a look.
Because his hair, like, you said it, it's aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really like.
White guys with gravity-defying hair and beards.
Yes.
I'm in that category. How's it staying like that?
Yeah.
Product. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean.
He looks like he gets his, like, he's a gel guy. You could tell. There's a real stronghold in his product.
Okay.
And then he just pulls it high.
He's like,
just really a lot of.
Real
like,
aggressive with
you
it?
You know how when you get your hair between your fingers, uh-huh. you know, and it just pulls it up like that, you know? Like, he's probably pulling some of it out.
Yeah.
When he's styling it in the morning.
He got aggressive-ass mohawk. Is that we consider that a mohawk?
I wouldn't say that's a mohawk. That's just a good spike.
Okay. Good spike. Okay. Because I know that, you know, eventually.
It's hard to say mohawk without seeing the backside of it.
Eventually,
but.
Like, Jack's going to do this, right? She's going to do that to Jack's hair, right?
Yeah, probably.
Little spike and everything like that.
Yeah,
but,
probably.
But that's who I think about when I talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kids. Little boys.
Oh, like little mohawks?
Yeah.
He'll probably rock a little mohawk.
His looks like, but I'm saying, it looked like it would be not for a grown man.
Oh, his hair?
Yeah. Like, it'll be for, like, Jack.
Yeah, that's picture day in fourth grade
yes,
hair.
Exactly.
But he has it every single day. That's the funny thing about Sean McVay.
Once you find something that works for you.
You see him a lot, because he's on TV all the time.
Yeah.
And his hair always looks the exact same.
Yeah.
He must get his hair cut twice a week in order to keep it that
way. All the money he got, he just probably got the guy at the, because most now it's the new thing where most facilities have their own barber now.
Yeah, got the barber.
Yeah, they got a barber. They probably got a barber in there and everything like that. That was always the worst, waiting on the team barber, because it's like, damn, everybody get their haircut at the same time.
Is the team barber always good? Because, like, you know, you have your barber.
Mm-hmm.
You like him. You
mm-hmm.
go to him.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to change barbers. Nobody likes doing
it
that
is.
If you don't have to.
It is.
That's why I go to the same barber shop way out of my way that yeah. I've been going to since I first moved here, because
right.
they do a good job.
Right.
But, like, what if the team barber is so convenient?
Yeah,
you
it
have
is.
To, you tip him?
Yeah.
Okay, but you don't pay him.
No, you pay him.
He gets paid by the team, I would think.
Well, most of the time, a lot of times, the team barber, a lot of times, is one of the guys' barber. A
okay.
lot of times. A
okay.
lot of times, he's one of the guys' barber. you know, there was a situation where we had a guy who was cutting a lot of, when I first got to Miami, and, you know, Chris Chambers barber. Paul, I like Paul a lot. Paul, me and Paul used to hang out outside of Jamaican dude, cool ass cat.
Yeah.
But Paul just couldn't get the lineup right. He would always push it back because, you know, I got that little dent right there, the reverse widow's peak, you know, from when I was 2 years old and fell and slid down a rug.
Forehead scar.
Yes, forehead scar.
Yeah.
And so he would always like to put the line above it.
So he's trying to go all the way straight across.
Yeah, and I'm like, dog.
To make up for the slight scar.
Yeah, dog.
Like, and no,
so
don't do that.
I'll never forget, dude, because we would always go Friday. And it's a damn road trip. And so we get back to the facility Saturday, we're leaving on a trip. And I'm looking at Chris, I'm like, dog, what's going on with your head, dog? And he's like, what you talking about? I was like, turn your head straight. Man, he had his line like all the way like side, like his blend was like in damn near the middle of his head. I was like, what happened? He's like, man, I don't know, man. Paul losing his touch. I was like, he damn sure is, dog. And so we never went back after again. And that was always another thing. I had to scour damn South Florida. I'm not driving 40 minutes to get no damn haircut.
Right.
No freaking way.
The only reason I still go to the one I go to is because it's pretty close to work.
Yes.
So I can swing it here.
Yes. There's no freaking way I'm going out the way. And so all of a sudden find another barber. And it was there. But, yo, a lot of times the team barber is usually one of the players' barber.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
He's recommended. He comes in, stuff like that. Like, does he do everybody's hair?
Yeah.
Cuts everybody's hair?
A lot of times skilled.
Okay.
He's skilled.
Because, you know.
He does the
some people have a specialty.
He does the scissors with the cut and all that stuff. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah, he can do
so like he'd do your hair and then he'd do my hair, too?
Yes, he can do your hair.
Okay.
He's like that. Yeah. Yes, he can do all that. So, yeah. But the only thing was, like yeah, cats take all day. Especially when they were getting that Beijing stuff, like, dude, bro, we got to go. Because I always try to get my hair cut when I get my hair cut at the facility because Ed Perry, who was a long snapper, was a professional barber. And Ed would cut everybody's hair. I would always make sure that I would get my hair cut before the walkthrough. So, I
want
to get it out the way and I ain't got to go nowhere like that. But then the dude's coming in with that Beijing. Ed was like, I don't do this. Yeah, I got to go somewhere else. You know, because you got to pay Ed.
For people that don't know.
Yeah, that Beijing.
What is that?
Shoe polish?
Yeah.
That's what I call
it. It's a little digest.
Yeah, I call it shoe polish. Yeah. They put shoe polish in there.
Get the grays out of there.
Shoe polish.
Fill in the light spots.
Yeah, that's shoe polish. And then, like, you know, Beijing had it was a cool thing. It was fine. It was cool. And then Carlos Boozer happened.
Carlos Boozer ruined it
Carlos
for everyone.
Boozer ruined Beijing for every damn body.
He took it too far.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go look up Carlos Boozer.
Yeah.
All right.
The man was bald for
a
decade.
That man was bald.
And then showed up to a game.
Looking like somebody like taped a damn black trash bag lid to his head.
And then the next game he was bald again.
Yeah. So that's who messed up Beijing for everybody. Carlos damn Boozer. Like, really, Booze?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even try to go like gradual. He went all in on it. So yeah, that was it.
Yeah, it's all gone. It's all ruined now. We're just kind of looking at some of the players that improved their stock, maybe improved their argument. I don't know that how many people hurt themselves. I think anybody that maybe hurt themselves over the weekend is really just a perception thing because it's like, well, I wanted to see them work out and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're going to work out at Pro Day and they're going to be able to completely change the way that you feel about them. Was it the Texas tight end that rolled his ankle in his 40? Mm-hmm. Like he was starting and rolled it and it was pretty gross.
Yes.
Like I saw a picture of it this morning really bad.
Yes.
And then he did all his drills after that. Tough. So people are giving him credit for toughness, which is good.
Honestly, man. You gotta,
I would love it if you just wouldn't roll your ankle.
You got to be tough to play football.
Running a 40.
Yeah, you got to be tough to play football. Then, I mean, another thing, and it's always one of those underrated things, Bunk, that teams look at is the explosiveness of athletes, right? Jumping and all those things.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that the backflip, when the people are done with their group and everything, and everybody runs to the end zone to celebrate. Watch who does backflips a lot, because especially when it's linemen, teams look at that. They're like, "Damn, he's athletic and big. He can do a damn backflip.
He's an acrobat.
He's an acrobat." Because I know that damn backflip that Aaron Smith did.
Sure,
dude. I was like, "Good.
That was impressive.
That was impressive.
It was a good backflip. Yeah,
the way he like landed and like this knees
buckle." It was years ago. There was a pass rusher. Maybe you remember it. I don't remember who it was. It was not that recent. It was. He's probably out of the NFL by now. But he ended up being a pretty good pass rusher in the league, and there was video of him in college doing back handsprings across the field.
No, that was a guy, Georgia.
Who was that?
I can't.
You don't remember?
Jason.
Jason Pierre-Paul. It was Jason
Pierre-Paul did it.
There was video of him doing back handsprings across the field.
But there was a guy at Georgia, Jay Smith. This was before I got to school. And I think it was after that Auburn game that we talked about last week. I think he was doing like, he's a defensive tackle doing like three damn backflips in a row. So yeah, they look at all that stuff, man. If you got a defensive line that can do back hamstrings, that's athletic, dog.
It's yeah.
That's athletic. It's explosive.
It's next level athleticism. Yeah. That's you don't think about that.
No, you don't. But you don't
put it on tape. Do a little celebration.
You think you're celebrating that thing on?
Little do you know, you just earned yourself an extra signing bonus.
GM looking at him like, hey, he's all right going forward, but I think if we work with, look how explosive he is. They'll find anything.
Look at that sack. Now, I know we're putting on this against Charleston Southern. Yes. Why are you putting this tape on? Just wait.
Watch.
He sacks the quarterback and then he does a back handspring afterwards.
And I'm telling you, they look at that little, they look at all the littlest stuff.
You know how I knew Marshawn Lynch was at the end of it, the end of his career, when the explosiveness was gone? Because when he used to end a big run, at the end, he would do this little like, he would like roll back and push himself up backwards and land on his feet. He would do it all the time. It was crazy. It was like, is this guy a spider?
Can you do
like,
that?
Me? Like, I can't do anything.
Like the karate thing.
No, I can't do anything. Okay. I can't do anything. I would have impressed no one with anything I could do at the combine. But then he kind of stopped being able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the end of runs, he would try to do it and it wouldn't work anymore.
Right.
And I was like, he's cooked.
Yeah.
He's cooked.
Good. Yeah, man.
You got to trade him to the Raiders now.
Yeah. And then I remember he came in with the Raiders. He scored the first game. Dove over the top. Everybody's like, oh, Marshawn. And then Marshawn was like, man. Please.
Yeah. When it ends, it ends.
Yeah, Marshawn. You know? Even Marshawn was like, I just wanted to play for my hometown team.
And then the Seahawks brought him back.
And then started him.
And in a playoff game.
Gave him the ball.
Had an opportunity to give it to him at the goal line.
And what happened?
And didn't. And lost the game. So they brought him back just to do the same thing again.
I never asked you this before. As long as we've been working together, because you were there for that. Do you think that, what was the reason behind them not giving it? Because a lot of people say they want Russ to win the MVP. I don't buy that.
You're making decisions in game like that based on
that's what I'm saying. It was
big
in
picture
game.
Narrative.
It was
stuff.
In game.
Yeah, like you're under 1 minute in the Super Bowl making decisions based on who we want to be the face of the franchise. I don't buy that,
dude. I know what I okay. So you know,
I don't know why they called what they called.
Julian Edelman has his own like podcast, whatever.
Yeah.
And he had Matt Patricia on, and he talked about the Super Bowl and like why they did what they did because. Remember when Freeman gave up the sack, right?
We talking about the Falcons Super Bowl now?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Remember Freeman gave up the sack to Dante. Well, this is how smart they're. Coleman got hurt. Coleman was the third down back that took care of all of the things.
Right.
They knew he was out. So Patricia said he talked to Dante. He said, "Wait till the last second before you go because he's the first and second down back."
Yep.
All right. Wait until the last second so they don't see you coming, and that's exactly what he did.
Yep.
And Matt Patricia, he's like because. Being a damn coach and game planning and knowing that Tevin Coleman's a third down back, he usually does all the protection.
Yeah. Freeman hadn't really been in there on those plays. Yeah, and that was, you know, maybe the biggest play of the entire game.
Yeah, he said, this is exactly what he said. Knock the ball out, scoop and score. He said, it's going to be, like, he's telling Dante Hightower
this. Like, you're going to have a free pass.
You're going to have a free pass.
He's not going to pick you up.
He's not going
to
pick you up.
He is not going to know to pick you up in that situation.
Yes.
Yeah, and that sucks. Obviously, there's a million things to talk about that game. But, like, Devontae Freeman had an awesome Falcons
career. He was great.
That's the first thing people talk about.
Yeah. Because
stage impact, all moment, like that. All that stuff.
But yeah, I thought it was crazy while Matt Patricia was talking about it.
No, I've heard them detail some of the stuff that they did in the second half of that game that was all like, you know, just keep paying attention to details, stay in it. And then the way Bill Belichick explained how they knew what to do at the goal line in the end of that game against the Seahawks is like – they knew exactly the play they were going to run because they ran it like week three or something like that.
And that's I'm talking about. That is because they were like, okay, we're going to go nickel, but we're going to go with our big front.
Yep.
All right, we're going to play five DBs and we're going to play five defensive linemen.
Yeah. No. Keep them in there. Keep that group in there.
Yes.
I know that this is when they do this, they're doing that.
Yep.
And they were right.
They got them tight splits.
Jumped the route. Yep. Picked it off. Game, set, match. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us this hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wow.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Back into some of the reactions, winners. Not going to spend any time on people who consider guys to be losers out of the combine. Winners, though. Guys that improve their stock. We'll get back into some NBA stuff as the Hawks take on the Grizzlies tonight at 8 p.m. right here on 92.9 The Game at 120, and then we'll get to an AMA an hour from now as well.
Yeah, some football stuff coming out because like Frenzy and everything starts next week. Some book cleaning, and we kind of, it's not a surprise, the Eagles have released Darius Slay.
Uh-huh.
They have designated him a post-June 1.
Okay.
And will save about $4.3 million versus the cap.
Makes
so you're
going
to see a lot more of that. Obviously, the franchise tag is coming down. I saw that we talked Friday, Trey Smith, the Chiefs already told him he was going to be franchised. It looks like the Cowboys are going to franchise their defensive tackle, Osa, him.
Yep, that guy. Yep, you got it.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to franchise him.
Now, here's the thing, for you know this, but for people that maybe don't, you can put the tag on him, and then you can negotiate.
Yeah, you can negotiate.
They'll try to negotiate a contract before.
And then before another one I saw, Andy, that needs to get done the first damn week, and they need to stop playing around. The Cowboys are in talks with Micah Parsons.
Yeah, just
get it done.
Do that
first. Get it done.
Do that first and then worry about all the other problems that you have.
Please, just
the worst thing, that, but the most Cowboys thing would be.
They're going to wait to camp.
They're going to drag it all the way through the summer because then these guys on TV will be arguing about it and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
They love that attention, but it's like, come on.
And then,
he's Micah Parsons.
What's Jerry going to say? Well, do you remember on your. On that old podcast you got there, you said you didn't need to be the highest paid player. You remember what you told? You said that, not us.
That was you.
That was you.
That was on your podcast.
That was on your podcast.
Unprompted, because it's just you talking to yourself.
That was your podcast. You said you didn't have to be the highest paid.
Another example of why people maybe don't, not everybody needs to have a podcast.
I mean, his agent was like, damn it, man.
Why'd you say that? Man, now it's on tape.
Now it's on tape.
Because they're definitely going to use that.
Yeah,
right?
I got to deal with it. Oh, yeah.
We remember when you said publicly that you didn't need to be the highest paid.
You said you didn't want to be the highest paid. That's what you said. We were going to pay you, but then you said you didn't want to be.
We had it all written up. And then you made us change course because you said what you said on your podcast.
Well, exactly what's going to happen.
If you take all the podcasts that exist, right?
Okay.
100% of the podcasts that exist, what percentage of them need to exist?
You want my honesty?
Because there's some good ones. We need 5%. We have about 5% of them.
Okay.
So 95% of the podcasts go away.
I'm saying
that's all the podcasts on the Odyssey app. That's not what I'm talking about. Those ones are obviously necessary,
right.
Including ours. But the other people's podcasts.
I don't know.
OPP.
But see, I'm you know me. Yeah, you know me.
Other people's podcasts.
But I don't know. You know what? Because the thing, what it is, Monk, you probably listen to more podcasts.
Probably,
than I do.
Yeah, I listen to podcasts.
I get snippets. Right, podcast.
you get the Twitter chunks.
Yeah, I get the Twitter chunks.
You get the Twitter chunks.
The Twitter chunks doesn't make me want to go look at.
No.
Like the last podcast, whatever you want, that I've watched from start to finish was the Cat Williams.
Okay.
Yeah,
Shannon Sharpe.
No, I'm sorry.
Podcast.
I take that. No, I'll watch him at a pivot, too. I'll watch the pivot.
Okay. Yeah, certain guests.
Yeah, certain
right?
guests. Certain
but maybe
guests.
He just needs a podcast.
Certain guests.
No, but I've become I'm a podcast guy.
Yeah.
I can say that now.
You're a caster?
I'm a
or
caster.
A pod?
I'm a pod guy.
Okay.
Move the Sticks, I was listening to this morning.
Right.
They're kind of breaking down the.
And it just depends on what time it seems. Like, you put me on the.
Game Day.
Game Day podcast.
Yeah, the College Game
I love
Day
listening
podcast.
To it.
Great
you
podcast.
You put me on the damn Dang and Jeremiah. I'll
listen
to that. Yeah, move the Sticks. Yeah, I'll listen to that one. I usually listen to those two.
You looking for a good golf podcast?
Why not?
No Laying Up. I've been listening to that a lot.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they were breaking down the Cognizant Championship from yesterday at PGA National.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
my guy Joe Highsmith.
Yeah, Full
from
Swing
the Pacific
is
Northwest.
Full Swing is back. I watched it this weekend. Got a chance to watch this weekend.
Need to watch
it was good again. A little emotional. The last two episodes
are going
to be a little, and I know how you are because it relates with being a father. It's very, very emotional.
It's all it takes.
Yeah, I got you choked up a little bit.
It's
but no,
takes.
It's solid.
Okay.
Very
good.
Solid.
I'll check it out. Those are all recommendations on behalf of us, podcasts and otherwise, that you need to watch and listen to. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Also, I checked out the full-time report off the woodwork, Atlanta United podcast that Abe did post-game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Also very good. Very informative as it relates to Atlanta United.
Where would you think Odyssey stands in the realm of how many podcasts there are? 1%, if that?
I think a lot. Odyssey makes
more
a
than
ton
that?
Of, I think a lot of them, yeah.
All right, so even if we are all the way up to 5%, those are the ones you need to go listen to.
Listen to those
all the rest of the other
download the Odyssey app, listen
speaking
to all the podcasts.
Speaking of podcasts on the Odyssey app, go listen back to Off the Cuff today. You'll hear all of our exploits in Mexico, including us getting dragged into the U.S. Customs office and almost being detained. Well, we were detained, but they let us go.
Right.
And other fun stuff like worms and whatnot. But if I had to sum up our vacation to Mexico in one deal, like I always have been comparing it all week, an all-inclusive resort versus a cruise. Still not decided. But if you like going somewhere and doing absolutely nothing, an all-inclusive resort is definitely for you. Because that's what we did for Lise.
Yeah.
Most of the entire time is sitting there in the pool or on the beach, eating and drinking.
Yes.
And that's it for the entire...
Freaking awesome.
Yeah, well, see, I get busy, so I like busyness. So Tara and I did venture out, and we went into, you know, the port where the boats come into Cozumel and whatnot. So all fun stuff about that on the Off the Cuff podcast. We'll be out at 2 o'clock p.m. today.
Mm-mm. What?
No, I mean, I'm
well, I know that you're definitely a sit-back-and-chill person.
It's like pulling teeth to get me to do stuff. Yeah. So.
But I know that Donna's not.
Donna wants to do everything.
Yeah, we want to go do stuff.
I'm like, Sean, we done paid all this money to eat and drink. Why do I want to leave and pay to eat and drink?
It's a hard argument.
Yeah.
Hard argument to beat.
Yeah.
And there was some great snorkeling. Saw a bunch of cool stuff, cool fish underwater the second day I went snorkeling. But anyways, the most favorite thing about the planning of this vacation that we just went on is that we got back Saturday night. So happening Saturday night, and trust me, I was looking forward to this all evening. Happening Saturday night was the WWE pay-per-view, the Elimination Chamber, which is the last pay-per-view leading up to
WrestleMania. Right.
All right, so... In the Elimination Chamber, whoever wins the Men's Elimination Chamber is going to go on to face Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania for the WWE Championship. So fast forward to
Cody
the
Rhodes,
end of the event.
Georgia guy.
What's that?
Georgia guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Dusty
son
Rhodes,
of a plumber.
Dusty Rhodes' nephew.
Yeah.
I mean, grandson.
Well, grandson of a plumber.
Yeah.
So John Cena, as expected, wins the Elimination Chamber. A lot of us kind of saw that coming. But then at the end of the Elimination Chamber, to hype up WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes comes out and is going to get in the ring and shake John Cena's hand and... Lo and behold, does this happen?
There is your main event for WrestleMania. John Cena. What the? The final boss, God, what the hell? Always has a plan. Cena with brass knuckles. Rolex pole. And Cody could have had every Rolex he could have ever dreamed of. But instead, he's getting his ass beat by John Cena.
Is that Pat McAfee?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
P-Pat's back on full-time. After 23 years in the WWE, minus the little stint he spent as a heel when he first got in, John Cena turned heel Saturday night. Spend his last 8 or 9 months of, because this is the farewell tour.
Okay, I thought he left already.
Okay.
No, he came back and said he's retiring at the end of 2025.
Okay.
At this point, might as well, right?
Like, yeah. Well, he's doing a lot of stuff in Hollywood.
Spice up the final 9 months by being a bad guy.
The last month, he's going to go back to being a good guy.
I don't think so. He may retire a heel. You never know. You'll see. But I definitely think that he's – because it all kind of started here in October at Bad Blood where The Rock comes out and he gives a little, you know – whatever, and everybody thought it was kind of meaningless. But these guys, you know, they like long-term storytelling, so they probably knew this was going to happen in October.
Yeah, they're planting seeds along the way.
Yeah, 100%. So we now believe that there is another person that's going to be added to The Rock and John Cena's. But, I mean, we just witnessed probably the biggest heel turn since 1996 when Hogan joined the NWO. So, yeah, there you go. Lots of stuff happening in the nerdy world of professional wrestling. Lots of kids' hearts broken.
Here's how I know... Like, I'm like, all right, I bet Bo's going to talk about this today at 1240, because obviously you're a big wrestling guy. When I see it, like, trending on my timeline, I'm like, well, that must be. That must be. John Cena turning heel is a big,
huge.
A big deal.
Yeah.
And I was like, I bet Bo's going to fill me in. And I didn't know it was the biggest one since 96. Now I do.
Now you do.
It's assuming that just because, like Hogan, you know, he spent an entire 2 decades of wrestling as a babyface. You know, he's got the most Make-A-Wish grants in the history of Make-A-Wish grants, and it's not even close. You know, lots of kids brokenhearted today, I'm telling you
when you become a heel, do you still do those?
I would think.
I don't know. I think that he probably will try to do it in the background.
Yeah, you do them quietly.
Yeah.
You know, please don't take
pictures. Because, like, you still want to go,
But you're a bad guy. Kids want to go see bad guys come see you.
I don't know.
A lot of kids are going to like it. But,
That's his song, right? That's his song?
Okay. Now he should have new theme music, but it'll probably go back to maybe one that he rapped.
I just hope he don't come back out there with them damn jean shorts on.
Well, he's never left the jorts. He's always had the jorts.
He's still wrestling in jean shorts.
Yeah. Now he may come with some kind of, what if he comes out with like a Jordy suit? Because it's like the corporate champion type deal. Rock's the corporate guy. He's on the board of WWE and
Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen.
I was going to say, Lily always likes the bad guy in the Disney movies.
I see better.
She's like a fan of, like, He's rooting for Scar.
No, like, no.
Come on.
Well, when you get to the age of playing with action figures,
yeah.
or dolls with girls, or they can play with action figures too. Somebody's got to play with the bad guys. I was always the good guy person, but I had my best friend at the time.
Yeah, I always liked the hero.
Would always play with Shredder.
A lot of them don't really have bad guys anymore. There's just like conflict, but it's not really like another person. Yeah.
Like, who was your favorite bad guy growing up?
Probably Joker. I like Joker from Batman.
Okay.
From like the old school Batman TV show and then the Michael Keaton movie when it was Jack Nicholson. Mm-hmm. I like Joker.
Okay. Batman the Animated Series?
Right, too.
Is that the one?
Batman the Animated Series as well.
Yes, I'm a Joker guy, too. Yeah.
I don't know if growing up, like adolescent years into the teen years, it was probably, like Megatron.
I loved Megatron.
Sure.
Well, Megatron's a good guy.
Huh?
Oh, that's Optimus Prime.
Never liked Shredder. I mean, I wasn't a Shredder fan.
Never. I can never go against. I can never.
Well, I knew that Kevin Nash played Shredder.
Oh, in the movies?
He didn't talk, but it's the big guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was kind of cool.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I know that?
It was either the first or the second. I think it was the first one. He was the body of Shredder, not the voice or the face.
Did not know that.
When he first emerged and he had the mask on and whatnot, it was Kevin Nash. Big Sexy. Big Sexy, the Ninja Turtle killer.
They called
him at first.
To be prepared, to be fair, Be Prepared is a really good song in The Lion King. The Scar song?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a banger.
Have you seen Mufasa yet?
No, not yet.
You may want to hold off because you're going to have to see it eventually, but the brother song, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to it or not.
Okay.
But Olivia loves this. It's the most annoying song that's ever been released in a movie. Also happening over the weekend that y'all have not mentioned yet, Hard Knocks could not find an NFL team to do Hard Knocks at, so they're going to do it at the University of North Carolina with Bill Belichick.
That's unbelievable.
And I guess what part of it?
He didn't want to do it when he was with New England.
Oh, never had to, though.
He can't wait to
all
do
the
it
winning
now.
Yeah, but now he wants to just show everything.
Yeah, absolutely. This is great for them.
That's going to bring kids to school.
This
probably
is just a free infomercial.
Oh, you mean I get to get on TV?
Yeah,
I
and show them all the cool stuff we have. Like, you know how many trips to the Jordan closet they're going to take?
Oh, God.
in Hard Knocks?
I'm really curious. Do they have? They got to have. I mean, they're Jordan brand athletes.
I bet they got access to stuff we've never even seen.
Ain't nobody seen.
Yeah.
I bet they got.
And probably shoes that will never be released.
I wonder.
Only to that
special edition, limited release.
Do they sell them?
What do you mean? Like, you get them and then resell them?
Probably.
Like the players?
Yeah, because I tell you what, we should resell. Like when you get for bowl games, you get a sweatsuit, Nikes, and all those things. People would resell their Nikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
How often would you get new cleats? Or how often did you have the option to, even if you didn't?
As far as at Georgia?
No, or in Georgia, but now they got NIL, even Georgia or the NFL.
Oh, at Georgia, I wore like four pairs a year, but I wore the same shoes on game day. But like during the season, I wear four shoes. But
NFL. And then would you have the option in the NFL of getting new cleats every?
Yeah, because the thing is your shoes are your shoes, and they're in the equipment room on a shelf with your number, and you go, but you walk in there and get whatever you want. It's yours.
Oh wow, so you got a whole shelf with shoes on it. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, shoes, gloves.
Talk about a recruiting tool.
I think what happens for players in general, like, would blow our minds, Bo, having not been there. But then also what happens for players at North Carolina as far as I bet
it's going to be. So you got,
I bet it's just crazy.
Jordans upon Jordans upon Jordans. Now you get the chance to be on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, talk about the recruiting team.
It's great. It's really good for them. I mean, they were like, oh, no NFL guys want to do it? We will. Please, sign us up. Bill, you didn't want to do it at all when you were in the NFL. Exactly. Yeah, I know. But now I do. Put us on there every season.
Now I'm here and I gotta go to people's houses and get them to come here.
Can we do Hard Knocks North Carolina every single offseason?
I want to see the first kid who likes get a D or something in his class and has to go sit down with Bill.
It's not going to be good.
That's going to be
not going to go good for that kid. You still got to do your job. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day coming out of the combine this weekend. Back into some NBA conversation about half an hour as well. Hawks taking on the Memphis Grizzlies in the middle of what is just still the beginning. They're one game into what's a really tough stretch right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.